Blog Talk Radio.
Don't make your
like a gun show. She asks me if I like it, I tell her that I love it. And I don't mean trash, no, back it up and dump it. I said I put it in her, and I don't mean luggage. I even use my hands, and I ain't talking puppets. She say that I'm a sharpest, a Hollywood ugly. These other dudes fools, because they don't cut it. Maserati body, young chrome grill. And what you won't do, another girl will. I say I need a freak, I got it for a week. She call me Bobby B, cause every day I be.
Like flying in the stratosphere. Far out, I'm talking atmosphere. With racks stacking higher than the chandelier. Table of crushed ice, fresh in the whip, candy paint, dear plush, right? With a bad bitch on side of me, say she wanna ride. Say she wanna die with me, baby. Love the baby, gave me steak and asparagus. I'm a home wrecker, I break up marriages. A 6 foot blind hair stallion ain't hard to break. Thought I was a model, fly gangster like Barbie, babe. And all my baby Barbies catch us at the functions. 20 deep, we came on Harley. And I'm sorry, but you can hardly bar me from the VIP for smoking Bob Marley. But you can call me Bankroll. I got a pocket full of bankroll. You see the fitted cost the bankroll. You see the whip it cost the bankroll. You can call me Bankroll. Just call me Bankroll. I'm buying out the bar, I'm buying all the drinks. I'm snorting all the, I'm blowing all the dank. And can't nobody stop me, bankroll. Eye of the tiger like Rocky. 10 toes on the hoe's neck, they add to the bankroll. And guess what, your hoe's neck? Put the cake in my pocket. Western Union receipts and bank slip deposits. Stop it, you ain't getting cake like this. You don't send that hoe, you don't break that. I'm all up in Hawaii, stacking up most real. Bankroll, sending all my down on Cold Hill. And they beat me down with cold heels. You say she wanna just give me pussy, I'm like, no deal. I got hoes getting cash, so dismiss yourself, but my hoes kick your ass. But you can call me Bankroll. I got a pocket full of bankroll. You see the fitted cost the bankroll. You see the whip it cost the bankroll. You can call me Bankroll. Just call me Bankroll. Rosebill, money bag, boys in the air. And I slap a like I don't care. I step out crisp like a fresh bag of chips. With my brand new in a fresh bag of tricks. In the holes know I'm coming, cause I'm yelling bankroll. With the 550 gunning, popping rosé, feeling okay. Ride round, checking traps, smoking all day. Turn it into the bankroll. Never ever with stank holes, rules in them polos. Turn it into bankroll.
Yeah. Nigga, tell me some more. I be fucking people, girl, and shit. You know what I'm saying? I told her.
I ain't gotta fuck your bitch, I got my own girl.
No.
I ain't gotta smoke your weed, I got my own drugs.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta drink your drink, I got my own drugs.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta pop your pills, I got my own drugs. I walk in the party with my own drugs. Got my girl on the molly with a home girl. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing.
Nah.
I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing. I don't gotta fuck your bitch, I got my own girl.
I
ain't gotta smoke your weed, I got my own drug. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing. Why you stressing me? God keep on blessing me. I know how to make money, baby. This the recipe. Your pussy get rest in peace, especially murder scene. Hit her from the back, she like Hercules, Hercules. Started from a pot, then I took over the spot. Then I took over the block. Then I took over hip hop. Then I started geeking. Then I started tweaking. then I started reaching, then I stopped speaking. Finished Monday, started on the weekend. Gas in my car, I got gas in my car. You can smell it when I'm passing your car. It's the last of the raw, all you need is a straw. And when I ain't feeling good, all I need is a mouth. Show enough, your pockets on donuts. Got my posse out in broad day. Been up all night, it's been a long day. I'm trying to get how you fucking up my feng shui. I ain't gotta fuck your bitch, I got my own girl. I ain't gotta smoke your weed, I got my own drug. I ain't gotta drink your drink, I got my own drug. I ain't gotta pop your pills, I got my own drugs. I walk in the party with my own drugs. Got my girl on the molly with a homegirl. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing.
In my flying spur, double cup full of Miss Buttersworth. Brown skin bitch in a tennis skirt with some rolling papers full of perf. Couple of bad hoes in a penthouse suite. Y'all broke niggas ain't in my league. I swear this game been good to me. I'ma bet in this game, why would I leave? Real niggas, that's all I see. Pimp C, R.I.P. I'm up all night like fuck some sleep. Push button start like fuck the key. The boys too broke, can't fuck with me. My hoes too fine, can't fuck for free. Y'all niggas die, just save the hoes. I'ma start calling y'all niggas Justice League.
I'm on codeine. I'm a dope fiend. Got Molly World for that party girl. Ecstasy, she was the best of me. Turn her out, she a naughty girl. Yo, bitch, choose my girl like I ain't gotta speak and my wife get her. Licking on me like an Optimo. Get a boy a Sprite and I pour a pitcher. 450 for a zipper strong. Code name, Gas Money. Magic City, cutting up. Bitch shaking they ass for me. Fuck the bitch in my backseat. If she hit the window, she crashed on me. I'm a dope boy to get fast money. Every state I'm in, the most ass for me. I'm John.
I ain't gotta fuck your bitch, I got my own girl.
And what?
I ain't gotta smoke your weed, I got my own drugs. I ain't gotta drink your drink, I got my own drugs.
My own.
I ain't gotta pop your pills, I got my own drugs. I walk in the party with my own drugs. Got my girl on the molly with a homegirl. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing. I don't gotta fuck your bitch, I got my own girl.
I
ain't gotta smoke your weed, I got my own drugs. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing. I really ain't stressing, I ain't even stressing.
Easy, you're now tuned in to Soda Pop Radio, the radio that pops. MN Stand Up, RNSS Beat.
When I ride by, damn it, see me time fly. Some roof open and I'm blowing out that la-la. Set the cruise, we coasting. Space suit swag, feel like he's floating. All through the atmosphere, I got a set. Who got the reps in here? A Dutch or I prefer a Swisher. And I ain't gon' roll, I want her to twist up. Lil' Missy keep my stash in the city. Blow a nice little L with a splash of the Remy. Green bottle of the Grand Cru, damn you, Grand Cru burn it. Blow it out like a candle. Weed head like he dread, Mr. Marley. Roll a spliff and get my car keys. Cause I'm out to take the cruise. 420 Avenue, you can bring your bag of suit.
Life goes by, I'm getting high. I'm gon' fly, puffin' on the line. High as a kite, soft fly in the sky.
Ba 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 ba.
In
crazy man Z with the Michigan jersey.
What up?
The Jalen Rose take a pull, then we right kid. Light it up, I'm high as fuck. Oh, I think he like it. We only had an eighth once we get an hour song. Plus my papa was a Rolling Stone. Got it from him, it's embedded up in my jeans. Forever seen, you can bet it's up in my jeans. Nah, I keep a jar though, but I keep a jar full. Cause I stay burning like charcoal. Stay up, I'ma hit my man Jeff when I wake up. So I can wake him, bake, and then go cake up. Cali flavors, Christian train wreck. But don't fuck with them, you ain't met Mary Jane yet. Find the speech with pounds of peas. In the NYC, I'm blowing tower with these. Life goes by, I'm getting high. I'm gon' fly, puffin' on the line. High as a kite, so I fly in the sky. Hand me the fire, I'ma burn up alive. It's my turn to hit it, no waiting. Puff, puff, passion, fucking up the rotation. Like sick and patient, wondering instead. I'm twisting up, about to take a blunt to the head. Keep some perk for the purse, though. It's my shit, you ain't smoking up my personal. I keep it for me, myself, and Irene, I mean. And my Khalid L, I mean. Northside shooters, I ain't talking hoopers. Them boys that pull up in the hoopty with the roofers. Don't know no better, sit back, have a smoke session. Clique champagne, so effervescent. Take a whiff, come smell it, it's potent. Once you start choking, guarantee you're choking. Crowding up your lungs, this ain't that cheap set. Call to you can't talk, then take a deep breath.
out of my mind, out of my fucking mind. I'm out of my mind, out of my, yeah. It's B.O. I'm out of my fucking mind. G got it, oh my. I was doing fine, once upon a time. Till my brain left and it didn't say bye. Don't look at me wrong, I'm out of my mind. Like Nostradamus and Da Vinci combined. So paranoid of espionage. I'm watching my doors and checking my lines. My brain's on vacation, they're telling me. And I'm bipolar to the severity. And I need medication, apparently. And some electric convulsive therapy. I am a rebel, but yes, I'm so militant. Still a manager for disabilities. I am psychotic, but there is no remedy. This is not figurative, this is literally. These niggas go dumb, I go to the mental facility. See, Minnesota, I tell, I slap by to the ET. I don't need a feature, they don't want my eat on my car, but I'm on it. Did you feel the same as me? Then you gotta agree. I'm out of my fucking mind.
What's your name, P.O.B.? So they calling you Bob. Stop playing, nigga. You know that I'm known for the Bob. Couple hit songs, but you thinking you a heartthrob. Well, this thing's out good, make a nigga wanna stop. Well, you gonna really need a wish right now when my goons come through and start shooting stars. You know I'm all about shoes and cars. I'm kinda drunk for a booze Bacardi. I told baby when I get my new Advance and my blood, I'm a motherfucker on a blue Bacardi. You know I graduated summa cum laude. That's why they thinking I'm Illuminati. As a matter of fact, let's kiss and make up. I'll help you escape from my blue Bacardi.
I'm out of my mind, out of my fucking mind.
I'm out of my mind,
out of my fucking mind. I'm out of it. I can't seem to come out of it. What's going on inside of my head? It feels like I'm being John Malkovich. Ladies and gentlemen, please tone it down a bit. There's an announcement I'd like to read. Wait, how am I supposed to pronounce this? I don't need a sub, I don't need a figure, cause a nigga bring the noise like an onomatopoeia. Leave him in the chest, all I see is my Adidas. Nene, boo boo, wouldn't wanna be a. Never turn it back, how you think I got here? And I'm never slowing down.
Fuck, was that a deal?
If you got a problem, step to the office. Matter of fact, never mind, talk to the kiosk. You have no idea. That's why they call me B-Dot. Been a maniac ever since I was knee-high. I don't sweat, I gotta need help. Someone call Charter, maybe call FEMA. Cause I gotta be crazy, out of my mind. I have this many steps on my B-Dot. I'm out of my fucking mind.
Wait, if I'm here and you're there, and I'm here and you're there, and I'm here
and you're there, and
I'm here and you're there, and I'm here and you're there, and I'm here and you're there, and I'm here and you're there, and I'm here and you're there, and I'm here
and you're there, and I'm here and you're right there. Yeah.
I love it when you make that thing shake. I love it when you make that thing bounce. You can hit it on a handstand off the wall, girl. I love it how you work that thing out. We got a whole lot of loud in the bed, we chillin'. Twerkin' when you home in the mirror, you kill it. Then you hit the club in the mean, just feelin' yourself. But the girls here too, y'all win it. Twerk, 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 twerk. Girl, that work mean it. 60 gallon formation look like a twerk scene. Either do it on a pole or you can make that thing shake. So a scene, I I hope she let me get it. Dad's round us dinner. Earth G, yo, I'm drunk as hell. We all true to form. Gas and rappers with club form. And that ass enormous. Them boys show song. I need another round. She hit another song. I'm like, damn. You don't never get tired. I never get tired of that ass going. And move up and down. And go side to side. She work round and round. And I love it. Though we ain't smirk world. Oh, yeah.
Twerking party, and I'm loving how you move it when you twerk it, shout it. You brought the twerk scene, put them to the test. We hit that countdown, then we fight out. Twerk your belly, twerk, 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 twerk you, baby.
You won't. She said she love twerking, but she better when she drunk. I'm like, yo, it ain't no thing, cause we got bottles in the trunk. Girl, the scene setting, I'm cameraman. Me and Hollywood, like, what's up? Me and Hollywood, like, what's up? Pulling out the Nikon F. Perfect pictures every time. Yo, she dropped that ass on my second verse and then started moving it double time. Yo, I love this job, I work overtime. Come to spit and I overshine. Yo, where AB, bro, I'm on the grind, so I watch her working and press rewind. Yo, that's the chick that I'm trying to find. Perfect face and them super thighs. You want precision, she too precise. Her team be working, they extra nice. Super sexy, yo, hit them lights. And them booty shorts and them fitted tight. Yo, you need somebody that does it right. We got 80 bitches here every night. It's in
twerk world.
Oh yeah.
Twerking party. And I'm loving how you moving. And you twerking, shout it.
Twerking,
twerk scene. Put them to the test. We hit that countdown. Down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Twerk, 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 twerk it, baby.
Baby.
Twerk, twerk,
oh yeah.
Twerk, I see you working, baby.
Okay.
You brought the twerk scene. Put them to the test. We hit that countdown. They gon' find out who can twerk the best.
Twerk, twerk, twerk.
Yeah,
Aviators,
AV Street, AV Radio, Astro and Gazy. Twitter me, baby.
Mr. B, I ain't shit if it ain't peace on the track.
I can't lie.
I love to see them fine strippers,
hey.
On that pole, bouncing ass, turning, flipping. Got boys tricking, throwing up they rim money, but they like fuck it, cause they gon' make some
more money.
Real hustlers understand that lingo, balling out just like a free throw. Blow some money, then make it back. Call the plug up, throw the pack. He send it down, you pull it out, you bust it down, it's
flip it off.
I love girls with big butts, and love girls that tan it up. I love girls that turn up. Them the ones I like fuck. From the Midwest to the West Coast, to the East Coast, to the country girls, to the bad bitches all around the world. Bust it open and show me love. I can't even lie. My favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie. My favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie. My favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie. My favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie. My favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie. 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 My favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie. I can't lie. I can't lie. I can't lie. I can't lie.
Favorite club, the booty club. I can't drive, turn me to the booty club. She say it's real, that's a lie, but I don't really give a fuck. I'm so high, I just keep on rolling up. Cherry pie, I stay fly. Tell your bitch, I said, what's up? See, now hoe off in the booty club. Might be with my toolie tuck. Phone got called, my foolies up. I don't need to pull my truies up. Toot it up, then boot it up. Run these hoes, ain't new to us. Some of these hoes ain't new to us. That money long, she choosing us. I beat that pussy, cruise it up. My eat that pussy, chew it up. That booty fast, she threw it up. Them cush bags, they flew it up. Them cush racks, they scooped it up.
from the back, let it loosen up. That dope dick, I'm juicing up. If it ain't Patron, I'm goosing up. Like, hey,
I can't lie, my favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie, my favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie, my favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie, my favorite club, the booty club.
Hey,
I can't lie.
Police that
picture of your feet and knees on them. Put that beam on them. Get your weight, your team on them. Occupy your mind with the divine. You gon' scheme
to get that green from
them. Lean on them. Lean on them. Make them feel the pressure of your feet and knees on them. Put that beam on them. Get your weight, your team on them. Occupy your mind with the divine. You gon' scheme
to get that green from
them. Lean on them. Lean on them. Make them feel the pressure of your feet and knees on them. Put that beam on them. Put the weight your team on them. Occupy your mind with the time. For scheming,
get that dream on them.
Father, forgive me. I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. I won't be stopped. I can't be killed by you hoes. And so don't try. It's all in the way that I play the game raw. People that thought that I wasn't gonna do when I blew his fucking head off. But I carry sawed off from that tent wall in my backyard. The law gets hard on. I'd rather die on my feet than live upon my knees. I'd rather be the one with the AK that are yelling, please. I'm not perfect up in this world, but I'm the perfect killer. I got paper to prove I did it. BGC, I rep hard, no remorse for your mama crying. I'm like the lamb that lives beside the lion. Lean on them. Lean on them. Make them feel the pressure of your feet and knees on them. Put that beam on them, get your weight, your team on them. Occupy your mind with the divine. You won't scheme
to get that dream from
them. Lean on them, lean on them. Make them feel the pressure of your feet and knees on them. Put that beam on them, get your weight, your team on them. Occupy your mind with the divine.
Yeah. 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 Game is mine. About to go ahead and do 'em. Yeah, man, is at your she duking on my nukem. You niggas sweet nougat. I'm fly. Know why? Cause I get up on the mic and just go fucking stupid. My flow is so bubonic, yeah. Ionic, yeah. Like the bitch, but we're platonic. Right. Run shit, I guess I'm Sonic. I shit, I vomit. Rise and shine the whole year, summer green top. Hard shell got me screaming. Cowabunga, cowabunga, bunga. Yeah. Go ahead and do it. Yeah, yo, girl on my joystick, the cannon on my left arm, Mega Man, oh shit, yo, girl, bad, huh, my girl, Metroid, run up, blast you for a brick the size of a Game Boy, yo, block on my list, I build stacks like Tetris, a evil resident, I eat your ass up quick, I'm hot, so them hoes might need shorts, cause I work it out, we sports, yeah, go ahead and do it. I'm a smart guy.
In your hood.
Like a Jedi.
Yeah.
Get pop.
Go
now.
Right.
From down the block, I don't bitches. Far cry. I'm on the roll, I pro skate. Yeah. Got metal gear and a long snake that get these hoes all wet. I back hunt with no bait.
Yeah.
And these rappers still, they killing me. Well, that'll be a Final Fantasy.
Easy.
Go ahead and do it, yeah.
Yeah.
Now
was you. You'll get blamed, be a suit. In this bitch with a full glass, now seeing shit. Dreamcast.
Dedicated to our local artists. Get out there. Way back Wednesday was popping. So I want everybody to go to www.blogtalkradio.com/sodapopradio and go ahead and listen to our Way Back Wednesday in our archives. Definitely that. That was a hot one. So we're going to get back into this music because around 9:30 we're going to have a very special guest coming on to talk to you guys, especially local artists, and tell y'all what's going on in this industry. Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops.
I just scribbled another ID out, tore out my notebook. I'm looking out of my window. The fuck am I here for? Where did I find a dream to flood my mom in diamond ring? How did I find a breeze to push me through that fire ring? I landed on my feet, but I'm still burning in this pain. Still walking the same street, still paranoid. I meet a straight. What's coming my way? Who dumping my way? My nigga Grump just took a shot to the head. Niggas thought we took a loss, but instead he drove himself to the hospital bed. That's God, nigga. My cousin Crazy told me stay away from fraud, niggas. I'm scanning through the town and feeling like that's close to all, niggas. I'm drowning in this atmosphere, pull me out. I'm too young to be pulling this 40 out to cool me down. The earth turning, I'm running out of time. I picked up that notebook and started to jot this rhyme. Peaks and valleys. It's only a few niggas I keep around me. Had to say fuck what y'all think about me. Y'all can't pull me down, y'all gotta reach around me. The game found me, peaks and valleys. It's only a few niggas I keep around me. Had to say fuck what y'all think about me. Y'all can't pull me down, y'all gotta reach around me. The game found me, peaks and valleys. Stuck in my old ways, I hit a cell phone late. I know I just want brain. Spent my last little change on that drink, she glad I came. But now she wanna talk, she say to figure me out is like a maze. And she ain't tryna be on my train. If I'm taking her off track, I always give them time. I never gave them my map. I look at life like snap, there it go again. The bullshit blowing in, the umbrella can't hold the wind. We losing hope again, but fuck it, I'm on my toes. Dusted off my flows, continue on my road. It feel good to know I'm chose. I'm losing sleep, my head spinning on these beats. I try to squeeze my heart inside them so y'all niggas feel them breathe. Now I'm looking out my window, ain't no nigga in my league. And now I'm blend with niggas off my team. Rome hit me, he said, nigga, take it over. And y'all know where this going. Peaks and valleys, it's only a few niggas I keep around me. Had to say fuck what y'all think about me. Y'all can't pull me down, y'all gotta reach around me. The game found me, peaks and valleys. It's only a few niggas I keep around me. Had to say fuck what y'all think about me. Y'all can't pull me down, y'all gotta reach around me. The game found me, peaks and valleys. Crawled up out that valley, fuck looking at my past. I'm looking at that dash, watch how this gon' last. Rappers change their image like damn nigga, pick your mask. This is how I came out, you came out yelling swag. Be the Wayne perspective changer, Portland nigga, Oregon savior. Chicago neighbor, then I grow the global greatest. You ain't learning, fuck your major. I see light, now where the paper? You hungover, I'm the chaser. Dream maker, mama say she know what's coming. She was there when I was nine, writing on that dinner table. Told y'all niggas summertime, now I'm in my winter coat. Put wood in your fireplace, this gon' be my Christmas show. No reward, but I found that missing flow. Vibe wire said it's been within your soul. I just took you through my highs and lows. All right, it's time to go.
peaks and valleys. It's only a few niggas I keep around me. Had to say fuck what y'all think about me. Y'all can't pull me down, y'all gotta reach around me. The game found me. Peaks and valleys. It's only a few niggas I keep around me. Had to say fuck what y'all think about me. Y'all can't pull me down, y'all gotta reach around me. The game found me. Peaks and valleys. Peaks and valleys.
Like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. I got your girlfriend by the throat.
Go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go.
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow.
I run that bitch like a red light. I run that bitch like a red light. You want the light square, boy, get your head right. Black swag looking like you ain't getting fed right. I'm on my bread like a motherfucking spread knife. You want the fuckery that sneak this bluffery. And that's hacking, where the fuck the referee? Yeah, rocking that for the truck fit. Chevy boy, hop up out the pussy, better truck fit. After she give me long head like Stewie. Hop up in the drop, then float like buoys. I'm icy when it's 80 out, I'm at it when your lady out. Maybe out with the Haiti out, for haters bring her rabies out. Then I bring the Katy Perry out, I got it if you need it. Grammy bitches on my Instagram. Make a rich bitch do me like coke.
Coming go, Chevy boy, go, Chevy boy, go,
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
I got your girlfriend by the throat.
Man.
Go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go.
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow.
Man.
Go Chevy,
I run that
go, Chevy boy, go.
Slide in there, trend Delta and Southwest. Bad bitches sleeping up and never let them off rest. Get the loud, roll it up and make a siren. Lame is you straight, cause you're steaming like an iron.
I'm a star, bitch. Somebody told the truth.
I go nuts every bar. Baby, move, move. Keep hoes on deck like Navy boots. She want the sack, then I do the Tom Brady juice. These niggas got fallopian tubes. My click make coke and opium move.
Keep the hammer in the Chevy, that's a toolbox.
Fresh kicks on with the brand new tube socks. Keep pee in the first degree. Break all the weed down. Until I see debris. You fucking with them ratchets on mechanics. Bars make another artist fall back like a Xanax.
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
I got your girlfriend by the throat.
Man. Go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go.
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
Oh, you didn't know I'm finna flop.
Go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go. Bitch, I go pavement, concrete. Kick it off like shoes on the wrong feet. My niggas got that bank, Long Beach. I'm raw like most Hong Kong meat. Nigga, I want her, then she going. I be all up in her head like a sewing. I get the pussy wet, then play shower cap. Eddie Murphy shit, nigga plotting on the tower map. I get pissy off sangria. I'm cool off Chrissy like Yandy. Though I got hands like Moss, Randy. Still keep tools on belt, handy. She don't sing, but I make her hit a high note. Bitch, because you lame, you do everything that I don't.
Got some shit a nigga smoke. Who get high won't smoke, cause he won't come down like a Scotto.
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
I got your girlfriend by the throat.
Man.
Go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go.
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow.
Man.
Go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go.
You niggas gonna have to kill me. Taking over.
Certified Radio. Radio Pops, See Me Shine Saturday, dedicated to none but our local artists here in Twin Cities. Soda Pop Radio is the ghetto anthem where the revolution will be televised. It is CB Shine Saturdays, and yesterday we had a blast out there at the Razz Lounge. Shout out to all the local artists that did come out there and do your thing.
Yeah.
Especially that. The two winners that we had was Man, hey, that one right there was crazy because nobody can decide. I could even open my mouth on that one because, man, their performances was hot yesterday. You know, we want to give shots out to Ro, and we want to go ahead and give shots out to Screwface. You know what I'm saying? They did their things. Hey, I would like to see more of them. Definitely that. But they also will be performing May 15th at the Gorilla Zoe concert. They will be wanting to open the acts for Gorilla Zoe. So y'all definitely get y'all tickets at Vital. The Gorilla Zoe, May 15th at Aqua. Definitely is going to go down. Definitely local artists is in the building doing their thing. Y'all know what it is. See Me Shine Saturdays. Hey, and we're going to get into one more song before we get into our special guest for you guys tonight. I'm going to switch y'all up for a second. So we're going to get into some more music for a second, and then we're going to go into our special guest interview. Definitely is a very good thing on Soda Pop Radio, Radio Air Pops.
6:50 first, ho. Live fast, die young. Young and reckless stunners. Traumatized entertainment.
Young and reckless stunners. Young and reckless stunners. Heavy gunners. If you niggas wanna run up. Take your bitch like run up, and all my niggas got their gun out. Got their gun out. You better hope that they don't run out. Cush off up like Wonderland. Young and reckless stunners like blow their hands. Now you know why she fucking max. Don't play that. We faded. We cake, man. I'll burn your city. My J-mans. They're straight, man. Can't shake hands. They fake, man. Fuck boy, nigga. This my city. Hard in the young they running through city. Rolling hard. Can't stop my city. Broke that trick. Don't touch my bennies. Can't have them pennies. Don't fuck them any. Fuck your town. Sun go down. Goon calling out. Finna see these niggas by balling out. Straight away, niggas get off the couch. Reckless niggas been wildin' out. Still push, run the court. Still. So I'm fucking niggas off that next tail. And all my chops got black belts. 380, top shelf, so the ice on neck just might melt. Deep in this hole, no mic felt. So I'm a bad motherfucker, fine as hell. Young as fuck, still got your game in it made. I live this shit, so every day is fizzy fade. Every block is fizzy fade. Every block is fizzy fade. Young and reckless stunners. Young and reckless stunners. Heavy gunners. If you niggas wanna run up. Take your bitch like run up, and all my niggas got their gun out. Got they gonna, you better hope that they don't run out.
Trauma, young and reckless stunner.
Yeah.
Young and reckless stunner.
Huh.
Young and reckless, young and reckless, young and reckless stunner.
Wow.
Been about the money.
I'm
counting bloody hunters. Young and reckless, young and reckless, young and reckless stunner. What's good with it? It's your OG. Been on the block like OE. Young and reckless, little homie. See, you gon' have to show me.
Wow.
Banana clip with a cold piece. Chopper bigger than your baby mama. So you gon' need by three at least.
Yeah.
See these new jeans with a dicky crease. All red rag, I'm Lil Wayne. Been on the block, nigga, feel the same. Running my hood, ain't never gon' change. And I got a bad bitch, take dick to the brain. She so dumb and my car is too. Every time we fuck, man, she holla too woo. Blow on my line and we callin' the troops. Air trip block in the back to the booth. Same old shit, just a brand new day. Kush on deck with a crispy essay. Hoes get down, that's a daily routine. Bitches ain't shit, can't live this dream. Young and reckless the way I live. Come in your house, you usually the kiss. Hit up the mob, let know what it is. Mad Al Capone couldn't do it this big. Mac in the booth and a Mac in the club. Hit my cat daddy, now show how to thug. Run the phone, niggas, I ain't never had no luck. Born to be a killer with a 38 smell. I'm reckless, dog, check the stats. Three counties with a hood on the map. Running my town with a big ass strap. Train in the front, got fade in the back. Gas in the tank, so we rhyme like that. Minnesota race, put it on the snapback. Young and reckless, we'll bring it back, bitch. Bring it back, bitch.
Young and reckless stunners. Young and reckless stunners. Heavy gunners. If you niggas wanna run up. Take your bitch like run up, and all my niggas got their gun out. Got they gun out, you better hope that they don't run out.
All about this money on the block, going dummy. This rap filled with honey, with a little Henny, I'm tummy. Making paper props when I'm hungry, crunk is full, I get plenty. I'm a beast, I beat them mentally, with a foley jumping heavily. Squeezing square and hollow
this position. Yeah, I never miss. When I rush they grip, they know what it is. Rock out gang, I'm banging this bitch. Got a suit full of girls that I feel they weak. I'm ready to die, yeah, I feel like big. Monster shit, put a bomb in a whip. Raw from the jar, that team that shit like Coleon, I don't trust no bitch. See in a block in an all green pit. Dirty deep with a hardware kit. But I believe I die from a click click. Kill anyone, go to trial, I'm a click click. 187 on the time by my bitch. On my level, I'm feeling like Wiz. Wiz, pass me the blunt, I'll kill that shit.
Young and reckless stunners. Young and reckless stunners. Heavy, heavy gunners. If you niggas wanna run up, take your bitch like one up. And all my niggas got they gun out. Got they gun out. You better hope that they don't run out.
Yeah, Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops. That was Young Reckless by Stunners. It is about that time. It is 9:30. We got this very special guest that's going to come on by the name of Russell Brown. Been in this industry for a very, very, very long time. Hey, this man is has been with some of the yes, sorry, program manager talking. With some, around some great people. Some great people. So, to a humble respect, Russell Brown, how you doing today, Russell?
I'm fine. How much time I got?
I'm good.
Well, last time I spoke, I was at the
open. A little bit about yourself. Who is Russell Brown?
Well, I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I played in New York City back in the day. I played in New York City recently. The thing is, I'm going to go through some things real quick here. We'll set the stage, ambiance, you know. Like I did the Key Club, the Cadillac Club, all that stuff, the Cheetah back in the day, all that stuff, Lloyd Price Turntable, all that. But after playing back in the 70s, all right, 71, 72, 73, I decided I wanted more. I didn't want to just be playing jazz rock like Buddy Miles in Chicago and stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to school. I wanted to get deep into the jazz. I mean, that you consider that jazz today, but back then that wasn't considered jazz. Even though it was jazz, they weren't considered jazz because someone else was critiquing our music for us. So I went to school, and I was in Essex County for about 2 years, and then I heard that the jazz professors over in New York from Jazzmobile was going to go to Rutgers, New Brunswick. So I said, uh-oh, let me get my tail over to Rutgers, New Brunswick, and maybe things would be even better, because I wanted to go to Berkeley, but I didn't have time to go. So I shot down there, and I studied with Frank Foster and Ted Dunbar and Star Thinker Rush, Freddie Waits, Kenny Barron. You know, those were the cats from over New York. You know,
yeah.
And I didn't like that. I didn't like that they were going to the college, because I knew from, as you were saying before, the revolution will not be televised, that they've been trying to get the jazz for a while, because there's another idiom before that that they had already stole. So I said, wow,
yeah.
if they put the jazz into the colleges and they get it into the books, it's a done deal. So I said, well, since they're in the colleges, let me take advantage of it. So I went down, went to college. And I noticed while I was there, all the other colleges across the United States was doing the same thing. They were all hiring the best, the baddest jazz musicians in the world and gave them honorary doctor degree, honorary master's degree. You've got to have the master's degree to teach, at least a master's to teach in a college, in a four-year school.
So
they gave them all that, and I knew in my mind what was going to happen, and it did. I didn't, you know, once they got into the schools, because I left school after I was there for about 2.5-3 years. I left college after that, I had to try to make some money. But right after I left, it wasn't no more than, 10 years, and all them guys were gone. maybe 10, 15 years. So all them people that they gave the honorary degrees to, and some even actually earned degrees. But how many of us are teaching jazz in colleges today?
Not really, no more.
Right. We don't even have music in most of our city schools. public schools doesn't have much music. You know what I'm saying? So we really need to revamp the vanguard, the real vanguard, and protect the jazz and teach our kids. Because this is black folk music. It comes from the slave work song. We was out there crying, asking God to save us. Oh, save us, God. We made these songs. Those songs turned into the blues and into gospel. Okay? It's all jazz. It's all our folk song. They named it jazz, because if you ask any jazz musician from back in the time, none of us called it jazz, because you don't be naming our music for us. We didn't name yours. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so that's black folk music. It came into the jazz, and then it went into the bebop, you know. But the leader in jazz back then was the gospel, you know. So we go on from there. Go on, ask me a question, because I'm gonna say a lot of things as I'm going through. Some things will make a whole program, so I don't want to hold on. So I ask you, how much time did I have? And I'm talking fast. I'm talking like I'm from New York.
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, see, a lot of folks don't know about how jazz really came out and where it came from. Also, too, as far as jazz compared to hip hop or rap, what do you think that the we missing in hip hop right now?
What do
we have? Yeah.
Missing nothing in hip hop. The brothers, I was listening to the stuff with you, because let me start from the bottom. I'm a singer. I've been singing as long as I can remember. When I came out my mother's womb, I was singing. You know what I'm saying? So then at 3 years old, I started teaching myself trumpet. By 5, I taught myself the C scale. So I'm a singer, trumpet player that finally turned into a writer, arranger, composer, producer, who is now a label that's now turning into a music corporation. All right?
Yeah.
So I'm listening to the music because I got artists too. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I got, you know, so some of the artists are like the way they moving the hip hop. They got the feeling in it. They got the beats like in the jazz. So they're coming from the same historical root. We got timing attached to our soul. Most of our mothers bounced us on the knee to music, and that bouncing on the knee woke up the time and the rhythm inside of us. So we would have good timing. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of the better hip-hop people, they got that timing and they got that rhythm, they got that rhyme, and they're actually, now they're starting to have harmony, music notes. They're using jazz music. They're using the other musics that they're creating of their own. You know what I'm saying? So it's all coming from the same place. It's just that, just like, okay, let me put it this way. R&B came about because we couldn't play jazz. We were trying to get through it, but it was too difficult for us to play. So R&B became the music for us because we couldn't make it to that level. The rappers, they would like to do jazz and R&B and sound like Stevie Wonder stuff, but they couldn't get to that. But then when the poetry came back in strong, the word, spoken word, came in strong. So, hey, here's our song. So they came in, and they came in straight up, dry, raw, the beatbox from the mouth, you know what I'm saying? But they still was like, boof, bah, the boof, you know what I'm saying? They were still jazz or R&B from the mouth. They didn't have the instruments, but they did the best they could. That's what we did with R&B. That's what caused R&B to be created. And because you guys didn't have instruments and stuff like that, couldn't afford a band, you did it straight from the mouth.
Yeah.
And it's great. It's great. It's a great idiom, and now they're trying to steal that.
So, how do you feel right now that jazz right now is at a standstill and is not flourishing because of they took out music with some of the other schools?
Well, it's not flourishing in the black community. It's flourishing in the white community. It's flourishing in Russia. I'm hoping to go to Russia soon. Russia loves jazz. All those countries love jazz. And most of the artists over there are white. Russia don't have no people who really play jazz or sing jazz. So they love the jazz music, and they love the black female jazz singer. Because they can't do it, and they want to hear it. A lot of people can't do it. I couldn't do it for a while.
Oh, cool.
So, can I go on, or you have another question before I go on?
So,
we all want to do music, and we're going to get to it some way. You just have to do the beatbox. Because all those young kids now today that want to do rap, they got to be really technical. I told them when I was doing rap with the straight up, no music. I was telling them eventually rap is going to have music. And they're going away. They got the music and the harmony behind it and this, that, and it's going further and further. It's being harder for the young kids to get into it. So the young kids eventually are going to invent something musical that they can do without spending a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have to chime in here at the particular moment. King Enterprise is definitely in the building. How are you, sir? Mr. Russell Brown, it's a pleasure to meet you. You are a legend in your own forthright. And I must say it's an honor and a privilege to be in your company. I have been sitting back and listening to you talk about the old days and how things used to be. And I have to say I remember those days as though they were just yesterday. And I wish that we still had that feeling of what old hip-hop used to be as well. When we didn't have music, you know, and it even chimes back to the times when, even in gospel music, it wasn't that way as well. But, you know, I have the feel of music from voices. I don't have the feel of the sound. I'm more of a composer, of course. I love to hear the sound. It actually fuels my soul. So me, myself, and a production idea, I'm more of a producer in nature. And I wish I could hear your sounds because I know they bring joy to people. And again, I say it's an honor.
Well, if you want to hear any of my sounds, you can Google my name, Russell P. Brown, Russell with one L, and all kind of stuff will come up. You pick something. You know what I'm saying? But keep producing, you know, all of us. You know, we're kids. We're in the house. Your brothers went to school. You're like 2-3 years old. When I was 2-3 years old, I was home alone. My sister and brother went to school. I'd have my little cars on the floor. I'd be like, pushing my car. So you're making a song right there. You push your little toys and you're playing with your toys and you're swinging. Didn't you make music for your toys when you were playing with them? I did.
I remember that. I did that when I was a child. You know, I was the one that had every instrument and sound in my house when I was a kid. So, I mean, you know, that would fuel me as a time when I was in a choir and sang to my heart's content. That's why my voice sounds the way it does now. So, I mean, you know, I'm a joy to the music industry right now.
Well, my church is big. My church, I was in two churches, but my mother's church, they sang in 5-6-7 part harmony, even more. It's so beautiful, and I came up in that. That's how I got started on the horn. When you're 3 years old, you had to come up, the male child had to come up and blow the trumpet, and if you blew the trumpet strong, blew it the strongest blower, they said was going to work for God. So when I picked the horn up and they gave it to me, all the other kids had blown it. When I blew the hell out of it. And everybody said, oh, you're going to work for God. And I didn't want to work for God at that time. I was 3 years old. The minister said, you're going to work for God. I said, am I going to be like you? He said, yeah. I said, no. You know, I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, the church is what your mother bounced you in the knee, the church, all of that. Our church is saying, man, we was beautiful. You know, so we get that, you know, from the church and coming up. So it's all a part of our whole nation, not just counting what God had actually put inside you to teach you through life as you grew up. And so as you grow more and more, everything that you learn starts to come out and come together as one whole force.
I'm hope that we can do some events up here where we can actually show some of this talent out where it's at up here with you. And, you know, you start, you know, getting some contracts for some of these people that's here in the city. You know, we can organize that with the radio station and get it going.
Well, I have people in New York that's trying to get me on different TV, cable TV. I'm going to put myself on 4, probably coming next month, 4 different stations, try to get the people to know me, you know, because, like, you know, if they don't know you today in this economy, you're not a household name and not getting no work. One, they got to know you. But after you get it, if they know you didn't get in there and you sound bad, then you still won't get no work. But if you get your foot in the door, you better be good, because there's no money out there. Over half the country is broke. So you better be a badass. Like a lot of them rappers I heard on your show today, some of them are bad as hell. I like the one that really made me laugh. The one guy said, I don't wanna get your girl's butt because I got my own. I don't need your smoke because I got my own. You know what I mean? Telling people, basically, get your own. You know, there's a lot of people out there now ain't got no money. I understand that. But he said, if you ain't got no money, put that away. I was a young kid. My dad said to me, I wonder, kids was wearing them bell-bottom pants and Stacey Adams shoes. I was only 9 years old, gangster hat with the pinstripe pants and bell-bottom pants. And I told my dad I wanted that. He said, son, if you want that, you got to buy it yourself. I went out and made the money and got that and wore that with my boys at nine. You know, so you have to be mentally in some type of way to say, I'm going to go get this and start thinking of what you could do to get it other than rob a bank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I didn't sell drugs to get it. Maybe later I did, but I didn't when I was nine. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I was going to go on to the racism and jazz. But you guys, how much time do I have?
You still got like 13 minutes left.
Okay. Let me know when I can go on. When you guys get finished questioning me, then I'll go on.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I'm going to need at least 8 minutes, I think.
So, that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Now, on to something serious. This opinion that we've been passing around for Soda Pop Radio. What do you think about what's going on with Rhea and U.S. right now?
Rhea and who?
Korea and U.S.
Oh, that's stupid. Man, the whole thing is, yo, I go back a long way. I'm a little after Korea. I went to Vietnam, but I have friends with Korea, stuff like that. That was one of the first commercial wars that was actually for the corporation. All right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at South Korea, they're mostly corporate. They wear suits and ties. They got the big high buildings and stuff. What happened was they wanted the whole, I don't know what type of minerals or whatever they have in Korea. I don't know what they have in the ground. But whatever they had, they wanted it. And they fought all the way to the midline, and the people of that country stopped them before they got the whole country. They just came to take what they wanted, and they got stopped. And because they didn't get the rest of them, they've been starving North Korea since the 1940s. Some people are eating tree bark. You know what I'm saying? Some people ain't doing no wrong. They just didn't let them take their country from them. You know what I'm saying? Same thing I'm in Vietnam. I was in Vietnam. And I really appreciate the Vietnamese people because they showed me what a real hustler is like. Little boys was walking the street asking G.I.s, G.I., you want a girl? That number one girl. That's his mom and his sister that he's walking down the street with. But they needed money, and they knew he had it, so the little boy would be selling his mom and sister on the street. He opened up his little coat. I get scared sometimes because I thought he was going to blow up on me, but he didn't blow up. The little kid had speed and hashish and opium inside his jacket when he opened them, and he said, I got gunzai, which was packs of cigarettes with reefer stuffed in it, you know? And he only like three, 4 years, 5 years old. At least that's what he looked like. The first time they opened up the court, I thought I was about to shoot him. You know what I'm saying? I know, because they have walked up on GIs and blew them up. You know, but when I see what he had, he was my boy there, you know. But, you know, we go on from there.
So this,
anything else about Korea?
So Korea, you think really Korea is going to push that button? Because you know they talk about nuclear war.
They might. They sick. They're mad, they're sick, and they're hungry, yo. They're mad, sick, and hungry. Look. You're talking about being starved since the late 1940s. Was it 1945? Korea started somewhere around there. This is 2013. They've been starving them people, trying to get that land. And they haven't gotten it yet, and the people are at the point, we're dying, our people are dying, and you're pushing up on us. We'll push the button, freak it. You know, I think they might do it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They might do it. Why not? What's going to happen to them if they don't push the button? That's the choice.
Exactly. Whatever you're thinking. And that's the thing. We've been saying it for a long time on Southern Pop Radio. Leave that man alone over there. If y'all ain't feeding that people over there, just feed the people. Leave that man alone. Cause y'all going to start something that y'all ain't going to be able to stop. Leave that man alone.
No, because he got some back. He got some back from some other people. But if he pushes that, all those poor people down there in the southern part of the country will be messed up. So they may blow him off the map. They blow him off the map. He blow them off the map. They'll have the minerals, I guess. If there's some minerals in the ground that they wanted, then they'll have that because there won't be no people there. But it'll be a while before they can go get it because of the nuclear waste. It'll be a while. Let's think they got some super space suits or something they can go down there with. So they got robots now. There's just some robots in there to get it. You know, this is 2013. Yeah. They got robots. There's just some robots in there to do mine.
Yeah.
I don't think they care.
Ready to have pops. See me shine Saturday with Russell Brown. Hey, y'all know this day is dedicated to our local artists that needs to get heard, and you know that's what we're here for. Soda Pop Radio is here to support our local artists and give them an outlet for them to get heard. So they are the ones for tomorrow. Those are the ones we're gonna hear in the 5-10 years. We are on air with Russell Brown. Give us a hands up and the real and your awesome jazz stuff. Are you know how we do it in Soda Pop? We pop up with anything for y'all. You don't know who I might have. I might have Cindy Lauper on the station tomorrow or something. You never know. I'm sorry. Soda Pop Radio, ready to pop. And we can get this. Mr. Brown.
Yes.
Now, you've been in the industry for a while. How much change have you seen in the industry?
In the music industry. This is where I was going. Let me go back to the racism and jazz. Okay. So once I left Rutgers down in New Brunswick, left the jazz professors, I called myself becoming the next Quincy Jones. So I came out of there, and I started making a bunch of babies. It made it very hard for me. I'm a pretty girl, and I have 11 children that's alive right now. 2 of them died. All right, so that brought a big slowdown on me. I was working with a guy by the name of Joshua Paul Thompson back at that time. He's worked with people like Babyface, Usher, what's his name, Tyrese. Goes on and on. O-Town, Temptations, Aretha Franklin, it goes on. Olivia, you know. So we were working together, but because I was having all those kids, I couldn't keep his pace. So I left and started producing people at a slower pace that I could handle with the kids. I tried to stay in the business as best I could. And once I left, after I left, he made his first break. He did a song on the Centipede album. He didn't do Centipede for Reeby Jackson, but he did one of the other tunes, which was a hit on the album also, but not as big as Centipede. And that shot him out into the producer thing stardom. And I'm still out here working with these kids. So, so what happened was I was out of the whole thing. I was like, still producing people on the side. I had my singing group. I had a singing group. I was dancing and singing and trying to produce people and stuff. It was very difficult with that many kids. So I really didn't have enough time to really get into the jazz and stuff like that really heavy anymore. So by the time I did come back to the jazz, I went to start. I made a CD to kick off, right? Classical jazz CD. And I said, well, I'm getting ready to play jazz. Let me go on the line, because I wouldn't even go on the internet that much. So let me go online and look at the face of jazz. So I'm expecting to see some black people. I see all white people. All white people. Every once in a while, it was hard to find a black person. I said, this is the new face of jazz. I said, what happened? You know what I'm saying? And then I realized, oh, they took the music out of the school in the cities. Oh, they did this. Oh, they got special programs for these other kids up in the suburbs with jazz-related courses and stuff. I said, wow, we really at a disadvantage. And then I started thinking about what happened to the jazz professors. I said, oh, yeah, they got jazz in the schools because they couldn't come into the hood and learn it. They couldn't go into Harlem and study jazz. They couldn't come into Newark and study jazz with a private teacher. At least they were scared to anyway, you know. So but it's in the school, so they all are, I'm glad that they put it in the school so that everybody can have a piece of it. But you don't have to steal it. You know what I'm saying? Why steal it? I mean, it's money, you know? So now the black kids are not playing their music, and most of them, not most of them, damn near all of them is white. And when we have some problems, when some white people go up to, say, the Canada festivals up in Canada and stuff, if they don't have a black person in the group, the people in Canada's like, yo, I thought you were bringing a black drummer and a black, we want some original, we want some historical people, we want some black people in the band. But then when you're down here and you're playing, like my band, I got white people in my band, all right?
Yeah.
I have white people in my band. Sometimes I have three, two, but I have white people in my band. So in a way, if you don't, it's harder for you to get work. You don't have white people in your band, uh-oh, y'all can be hot as hell. But sometimes if you're not, everybody's not known, and you ain't got no white people in your band, oh, man, you ain't going to get no work. So it can be hard to get some work, you know. And if you're older like me, I'm coming back and I'm a senior citizen. I'm like 64, you know. It's very difficult. I'm running a lot of racial prejudice, age prejudice, and my band and me are better than almost mostly everything out there. My CD, you ever heard of a thing called Reverb Nation?
Huh?
Yes, no? You ever heard of Reverb Nation?
Yeah, I use Reverb Nation.
Okay, I've been number one on Reverb Nation in the metropolitan area for 4 months, all right? And they're trying to get me out of there. You know what I'm saying? They're fighting, trying to get me out of there. I got all the way down to number four and number eight, so it's not an easy thing. But the main thing is you don't have to steal the music. I have people, I did some records recently. This one white boy from Chicago, he's playing saxophone on there. You will not know he's not black. My piano player is from Queens. You will not know he's not black. You know what I'm saying? So if you're playing the historical music of black people as well as black masters did in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s coming up, if you play it that well, then that does make you a part of the vanguard. That does make you a valuable musician to the art of jazz. And in order for you to play it that well, that means you must really love it. You know what I mean? And if you love it like that, I love you too. You know what I'm saying? But there's a lot of them out there that can't play, and they'll get a job before I will. They can't play nowhere near as good as me and my band, and they'll play, they'll get there. And that's what one of the people in school I was showing black boy in Essex County once, a little bit about improvisation, and one of my friends, he used to play with Jill Scott, Harum, and he said, Russ, don't show him nothing, man. I said, what you talking about? He said, if you show him something, who are they going to hire, you or him? So I looked at him, I said, well, you got a point there, but I'm so talented, I ain't worried about what he learned, because there's no way he could deal with me. But now I see it's not a thing of talent. It's a thing of saying, oh, our people can play jazz, so we don't need you. Unless you're somebody historical. If you're a historical jazz musician, then okay, we're gonna let you in. I live in New Brunswick. I cannot get a job here in New Brunswick. All right? There ain't nobody around here but this is me. You know what I'm saying? I'll stomp them. We'll mash them out. I'm not a historical musician to them, you know? So I'm saying it's that. I was talking to the people here. They told me, well, first we got to hire the old historical musicians, and then we got to hire the musicians who were loyal to us, and then if we get time, we'll get to you. When we get time, we'll get to you. So whenever that is. So I'm just laughing. I say, they're going to have to pay a lot of money to see me in a minute. You know, because I'm doing very well. I'm doing well. But I'm telling you some of the problems I'm having. But I'm doing well. I said I'm building a music corporation. I have at least 8 artists. One of my artists has 16 CDs. And I have a music platform where I can get them exposure to the world, and I have advertisements. I have two worldwide advertising companies. So they're not going to hold me back. I'll be looking like Stevie Wonder the next time they see me. as far as advertising is concerned. You are the
so
way
far,
you look.
So far as the artists in the industry now, a lot of them is slacking and not getting on their business right, which is like correctly trademark your logo, your name, copyright, anything that you have. So a lot of them artists are not doing those proper steps. That's why a lot of them is not getting hurt and where they need to be. Do you think?
Those are the basic mistakes that most of us made. That's why most of us lost our music back in the day, because we didn't do the paperwork. That's why you hear me say, I'm corporating. I got a label. I have this because I have to. I seen what happened to the people that were around me as I came up. I'm one of the few dinosaurs that's left. So I know the history. I'm living history. That's why they usually kill off the old folks, because we know what happened. Just like what's going on with the laws and stuff today. I can't stand what's going on.
Yeah.
They switched. They flipped the script on the whole country.
Yeah, it's
what was
it's
up
so
is
dead.
Down, and what was down is up. Yeah, everything is turned upside down.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
What I'm saying is, how could they critique black folk music? Can we go to Russia? Can we go to England, France, Norway, Sweden, and critique their folk music and tell, oh, no, you can't play that guitar like this. You got to play it like that. Oh, well, we don't think your sound is good because the other person over there, we like them better. Matter of fact, we're not going to call this folk music. We're going to call it rap. And that's what we're going to call it from now on. How can you do that to us? You know, would you like us to do that to you, to your music, critique your music, and then if we see it's making money, try to steal it? Make sure none of your kids' schools have any instruments, but our kids' schools do, and we get some of the best teachers.
And that's what's been going on, too. But,
you
see,
know,
we got all these rappers that need to really step up their game and donate a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, to I still say the cause.
Do you have jazz mobile over there still? Do you have anybody teaching y'all jazz over there in New York? Because I don't know. I'm not in the loop. Jazz mobile still there or something? No, I didn't think so. That's why I asked. I wanted to hear that no. So y'all the same position we are over here. What I'm planning on doing, if God allows it, this corporation is going to be set with, I already have like four studios that's connected, recording studios that will help me do what I do. But I'm saying I want to put a school to it so the artists that do come in, we're going to take the best. Whoever comes in, we'll like critique them, tweak them, train them, have classrooms, you know what I'm saying? You know, jazz, whatever it is they want to do to get into their music, you know, because it's not right. Because the schools don't have it, I'm going to have to try to put school within the same building. I can't take everybody, but I'll take the talent, the ones that God has blessed with the great talent, actually, I'll definitely mature it for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I can't take everybody. It ain't going to work. I mean, it's good if we keep getting ways to attach more schools onto that school. Maybe after a while or two, we could have for children like they have in Newark for the kids. They say come to the PAC Center and have the jazz for kids or whatever, you know.
Yep. So the pop radio, baby,
come
pop.
Come to school and have jazz. Jazz, whatever. Remember, I was telling them at the Hilton 2 months ago that I was so pissed off because they were scared to talk about the racism. They were supposed to be talking about racism. Everybody's just talking about, well, I'm mixed with Chinese and white. And that's not racism in jazz. You know, so I got upset and I got up there and I told them, I said, even with the jazz, I said, don't steal the jazz. I said, you already stole a few idioms. I said, one of the idioms that you stole was classical music. I said, if you go and check out a guy by the name of Alexandro Scarlatti, he came from the island of Sicily. He's a black Sicilian, really he's a black African that came over to the island of Sicily because at that time, Africa had plays like we have today with symphony, plays with symphony music, written music, And this guy came from Africa over there. So the same format that Alessandro Scarlatti used for symphony and opera is the exact same one we use today. It's no different. And he was black. All right? So the same opera symphony stuff they do with the tuxedos, Alessandro Scarlatti was doing, and they you never heard his name, have you?
No.
A lot of people have. His name is Alessandro Scarlatti. He married an Italian princess because he was so good at what he did. They had a little son. His name was D'Amico Scarlatti. He played harpsichord. D'Amico and Alessandro. All right?
Definitely
have to look that up. My studies, I found out there ain't no music that they really created other than the folk songs from their country, most of them. A lot of the folk songs from Mexico were written by a black Mexican or slave. So I'm saying, they can't tell me that. Now with the fusion, they can mix all the music together, so they're mixing all of our music with some of their folk music to create their own music, to say that they created something. You know, so they can go with that if that's what they want to do. I'm going to take their music, and I'm going to mix it with our music and scramble it up and send it right back at them. You want to play scrambling music? Let's scramble some music.
Little Pop Radio, Radio Pop, and we in the building, Russell Brown, on this Seamy Fine Saturdays. Hey, we'd like to thank you, Mr. Brown, for calling in and giving us that enlightenment and telling us what's going on in the industry and how we need to really put in more work with us to help jazz survive. Because it's crazy how I have
you don't think of the how it's coming. You know they're coming after the rap. They're coming to get it. You know.
Yeah.
They got the jazz. We can't stop them. They got it. But what we could do is we got to share it. And it's not theirs. It's black folk music. I don't care. Who I've heard some white artists say, oh, I didn't learn no music. I didn't learn my jazz from no black person. No, I learned this all on my own. I don't care if you learned it on your own. And whatever you plan come from black folk. If you sat down and you read a book, it's still black folk music coming from the slaves, coming from our hardship, coming from being beat down in the 50s and the 30s. You made us mad. We got so mad that we brought it out through our instruments. You know what I'm saying? And it came out beautiful. But we were so upset, man. We're still upset. So that's, you know, maybe that's why you're pissed so much inside the rap music, because you're mad. I don't know. But I know you're cursing a lot.
Thank you. You know, we do appreciate you so much. Definitely more
Thank
than you.
You
ever know. And
Thank
one
you.
Of our legends. One of our legends is Tupac. Tupac's our legend because he kept it real.
Yeah, they took care of you, man.
So the Pop Radio, Radio
yeah,
that Pop.
That's a whole,
Thank
that's
you,
a whole other story. That's a whole other thing, you know?
Yep. So the Pop Radio, Radio Pop.
Maybe one
and
day I can come up there
this music. This music from N.I. How Would I Know? So the Pop Radio.
Thank you, Soda Pop.
Focused on cash and my red monkey. I can't give a fuck about a crackhead junkie. I'm in the street in the rental for 50 a week. You see my feet, I'm killing them. Give me a sheet. But when it's time for, how will I know? To where will I go whenever my eyes close? At times, I think, what will Muhammad do? What was the law thinking when they shot Amadou? Why these fools making decisions that's not logical? People getting hit in the head for a half a cock or two. Only God knows, so lift up your condos. You can slow down even though it's a long road. I'm in the stronghold, looking for the long door. People let go, ask what you hang on for. I had no choice, it was like I was trying to scream. I ain't had no voice. Damn. But when the law comes from, it comes from. Which one of y'all comes from, it comes from. But when the law comes from, it comes from.
How can I know you won't?
probably see it again. I know people that stay real ain't leaving the pen. I know people that can't get rid of their demons within. But hopefully things that I speak give you a reason to win. I'm scheming on them, but prepare for the 360 come around.
Come around,
I'll give you a piece of the underground. But don't nobody stay underground. Fuck around and they talk and give you the run around.
Will I get more than that sleep or will the floor rest me? Will the Lord get me or will the Lord bless me?
I don't know, but I ain't looking for a time. People say they know the future, but I'm thinking that they lying. I'm up for the divine, but these fools thicker than swine. They trying and trying, they just crying and whine. Damn. I'm stopping their search, protecting my lifeline at the top of my perch, and I'm still here.
When the law comes from, it comes from. Which one of y'all comes from, it comes from. But when the law comes from, it comes from.
Popping, it ain't soda, pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
This portion of Soda Pop Radio is brought to you by Shaka Convict School of Nail Design.
At Shaka Convict School of Nail Design, where you can get your degree in 6 to 8 years. Shaka Convict, where you did the crime and now it's your time to make other people shine. That Shaka Convict School of Nails Design.
Hi, my name is Ruth Booties Russell Simmons, and I'm here with a testimonial for Shaka Con Nail Designs. In my 46 years locked up at Stillwater Correctional Facility, I'm also proficient now in doing nails, hair braidings. I braided nuts hair, I braided chest hair, I'm gonna be doing nails. So if you're locked up, make use of your time. Don't just spend all your time giving away your behinds. And when you get out and you can do something with yourself. Hey,
you
We from two different states.
Yeah.
Still rapping that same system, me and Easy fuck that game hard. Like that bitch, a right bitch from the game. Here's where that trap minds. I'm cooking up like a mad scientist, so we killing beats. Auto flow like students from the Columbine. We taking over.
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 We taking over. Yeah. We killing beats. We fucking bitches. I'm smoking keys. We rolling. Switch that rap game. That shit ours is fuck, bitch, unless you rolling with
I said. Easy,
yep.
go ahead and do him. If they ain't rolling with Ray Johnny ENT, go ahead and boo him. We eat the beat like breakfast, sitting in the booth like that's our section. Shout out to the double L's, we pull up in the two black places. I'm in beast mode, I'm a killer, watch you riding clean. I'm sipping dirty, my ego big like Sasquatch. You want beef here, Jacqueline's beef jerky. Mess with us, you're getting stumped. Your bitch from Jersey, she getting fist pumped. I swear on my life, I'm going in. I ride for Kate, I'm doing it. You got no cards, you going fit. My dream, I am pursuing it. I'm going hard, I'm demonstrating. Every other rapper talk, they procrastinating. I'm going in.
That's what I do.
You talking shit, that's what you do. The rap game need a full makeover. Me and E about to take over. Let's
we
do
from
it.
Two different states.
Yeah.
Still rapping that same system. Me and Easy fuck that game hard. Like that bitch, a rape bitch from the game. Here's where that trap minds. I'm cooking up like a mad scientist. We killing beats. Auto flow like students from the Columbine. We taking over.
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 Yeah.
We killing beats. We fucking bitches. I'm smoking keys. We rolling switch. That rap game, that shit,
double
I was just fuck, bitch, unless you rollin' with us.
Easy, bitch, taking over is the only thing a nigga being about.
Right.
You won't be, but you niggas looking a lot more like Bean Sprout.
Yep.
My team win, Charlie Sheen out, I hit shows and gleam out. Like, what?
The
niggas still be acting like they're clueless. You don't know me, nigga, fuck that. You heard of me about a year back.
Yeah.
No Walmart, I blew racks. Had one chain, two sacks. Rise and shine, homie, no sun. Money talks, nigga, yours run.
Hey.
These hoes be on one. Life's a bitch. Trojan, I ride around my city, feeling like I own it, homie, I be killing beats, cause I just can't control it, yeah, I rep Oakland and Minnesota, I stays high, universal soldier, I fuck a bad bitch out of coma, she passed out from the blood aroma,
I be about my paper, homie, what she is,
money over bitches, you got neither with you,
Word,
I delegated,
fuck around and got nominated. We from two different states, still rapping that same system, me and Easy fuck that game hard.
Yeah.
Like that bitch, a rape bitch from the game, here's where that trap minds. I'm cooking up like a mad scientist, so we killing beats. Auto flow like students from the Columbine. We taking over,
we taking over,
we taking over,
we taking over,
we taking over, we killing beats, we fucking bitches. I'm smoking keys, we rolling, switch that rap game. That shit ours is fuck, bitch, unless you rollin' with us.
Yeah.
I need backup.
Richie Wade.
We have a white male and a black male.
Ray Johnny
E.T. Both with bars. 10-4.
R.N.S.
They're killing beats over here.
Double male.
They're taking over.
Shout
need
out.
To stop them. Over.
It was all good, rolling through the city, taking to my hood.
Yeah.
Can't believe this time you put me so good.
You had me twisted, mama. You know
it was all good.
For real.
It was all right, and to think that I was going to make it my way. Till I caught you sneaking all through the night. But this is how it got to be. Reminding me you were never really my baby.
I was chilling with my homeboy in the spot. Got a call, I kicked the truck like you was on the block. And you riding with another figure in my whip. Like, y'all on hits, bumping on my shit. Damn, mom, you supposed to be in his ride. He's supposed to try to get you high and get you by. That's why I can't let that slide.
Hell,
and I got this thing on deck next time you ride by. Damn, B, I can't believe you had me gassed. But I guess that's what I get for showing off your ass. Now, every cat in the hood could see I had it all good. Even white boys take a chance if they could. But I guess that's what I get for being a gentleman. I should have matched a better, told my pimp, but
Gucci Wally while I dip.
It was all good, rolling through the city, taking you to my hood. Yeah. Can't believe the time you were misunderstood. Getting in my mind and saying it's all good.
I thought it was all good.
It was alright, can't you think that I was gonna make you my wife?
Yeah.
Till I caught you sneaking all through the night. But this is how it's got to be, reminding me you were never really my lady.
I ain't really got no problems with you leaving me. I just wish I would've known that you was leaving me. I wouldn't try to hold you down, girl, I'll set you free. I hope you fly so high that I can't see. Well, okay, wait till you come home. It'll be in the wrong when me pushing on. And I hope you get a chance to put a ring on your hand. When he do, I'ma come through and rob you again. And I hope he get you a place where to buy your place. Give you two kids with his face, have you feeling safe. I hope he makes you feel so good and so full of grace. Then you find out he's fucking your friend in your face. Same place, now that things don't seem so great. Your friends say he's so fake. Girl, you made a mistake. Now you realize, baby, you should've pumped your brakes. He didn't want you in the first, he wants your trophy place.
It was all good, rolling through the city, taking you to my hood.
Yeah.
Can't believe this time you were misunderstood. Getting in my mind and saying it's all good.
I thought it was all good.
It was all right, can't you think that I was gonna make you my wife?
Yeah.
Till I caught you sneaking all through the night.
Man.
But this is how it's gotta be, reminding me
you
were never
prepare.
Really
y'all
my lady.
You know, messing with another man's girl is like fishing in a throwback lake. Catch all you want, and none of it going home. Yeah. And none of it going home.
Go to Pop Radio. Radio Pop. See me shine Saturday. Hey, another time. I just want to give shouts out to all my Pop crew. Shouts out to everybody out there just trying to make it, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. You know how we do it. Shouts out to my kids. Shout out to Russell Brown for coming on Soda Pop Radio to give us some of that good insight of what's going on in the jazz community and how we can make it a little bit better. So, y'all tune in Monday for Mixed Up Monday. I check this out. We still got the tickets on for Friday. Y'all need to go back to the archives and see who was the last class. You can win two tickets to the Gorilla Soul concert May 15th, brought to you by Bad Girl Music Inc., sponsored by Next to Blow and Soda Pop Radio. Definitely that. It is what it is. Soda Pop Radio, ready to pop.
Coming pocket too low, pockets on the sumo, money. Real niggas in this bitch, underdig. Big Chief, Dallas, Maybach Music.
Y'all know who it is? It's Silly on the track, boy.
I'm in all black,
all
look
black.
Like I'm Nino.
Nino.
25 racks, you can get the kilos.
Kilo.
Big boy shit, we don't play though.
Play though.
Got 100 coming in from Laredo.
Versace
hooked up with Birdman, he say your son daddy.
Son,
I got that OG, it's coming in from Cali.
What?
My brother riding with me and he got a couple drums.
Couple
shot the Vegas and I blew about 100 buns.
Woo.
Got a bad bitch with me, I don't mean Trina. Make a lemon shotgun in my black Beamer. Done Chief be the name, niggas know me.
Know me.
100 pounds up, dawg, that was the old me. Got a couple joints left, so it's all good.
All
we bust
good.
Them all down, then we beat the whole hood.
Whole
boys
hood.
Say I fell off, now I just chilled. Chief and Rose, hoe, that's a cool meal. I got that OG,
OG,
call him Nate, dawg.
look at me ballin', I put this city on my back. Told the bitches they could ride, bought the bricks on cash. 100 for the watch, another 40 for the ring. Fucking with cheap, he buy as many you could bring. So salute a real nigga when you see him. Did I mention that I got the chickens in the Beamer? Snatching all my niggas out the motherfucking shack. Now we hustle out of condo, diamonds on our fucking neck. Split it 50-50, niggas keeping it a 100. Talking real money, get a million every month. So I'm rolling up, talking about that next dog. And I break them down all the way to 8 balls. It's the ball.
I got that OG.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
This portion of Soda Pop Radio is brought to you by Shaka Khan Big School of Nail Design.
At Shaka Khan Big School of Nail Design, where you can get your degree in 6 to 8 years. Shaka Convict, where you did the crime and now it's your time to make other people shine. That Shaka Convict School of Nails Design.
Hi, my name is Ruth Booties Russell Simmons and I'm here with a testimonial for Shaka Khan Nail Designs. In my 46 years locked up at Stillwater Correctional Facility, I'm also proficient now in doing nails, hair braidings. I braided nuts hair, I braided chest hair, I'm going to be doing nails. So if you're locked up, make use of your time. Don't just spend all your time giving away your behinds. And when you get out, and you can do something with yourself. Hey!
Uh-oh.